Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. That's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back. Get comfortable. Talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. What is up? It is me, Madman, freaking me. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yeah, man, just me.
Just you.
Yeah, I'm not freaking me. Freaking me has been Matt's thing for a long time.
Well, it's
not freaking me, like 90s freaking me, but him saying freaking me.
Yeah, not
quote,
like
freaking me, end quote.
Not like Silk would talk about.
Yeah, no.
Freak you, baby. No.
No.
But freak you very much for listening. We appreciate you. Episode 10.
Yeah, man, we made it to episode 10 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. I hope you're proud of us. We're proud of us.
Pretty proud of us.
Yeah.
I am proud of us.
Me too.
I enjoyed the 3-part series on the origin story of the Rise Guys.
That was fun to do.
That was kind of therapeutic.
It was, and it hit on so many things we haven't thought about in a long time that we wound up, you know, getting ideas from that.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a great point. There's, you know, we talked about this situations that happen and how, you know, some of the, we lost some listeners and some that were mad at us for various reasons, and one reached out to us and said, you know what, I was one of those.
Yeah, it was Dick Harden.
Yeah, it was hard in wall.
Yeah, hard in the wall.
Hard in the wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening. And we kind of actually teased episode 10 at the end of episode 9.
Yeah, hopefully you listen to the whole thing of episode 9, or otherwise you're like, oh no, I missed it. Don't worry, you'll find out in a minute either way.
Yeah, but I do want to tell you at the beginning before we get going and forget, if you do enjoy this podcast, please subscribe if you haven't yet, like them, and push them out to people, because to be quite honest with you, we're our own marching band with this.
Yeah, and like we do broadcasting for a living, but we have to compete in the podcast space with all kind of people who just are really famous but don't really do this for a living.
Yeah.
So it really sucks to be us in that regard, I guess, but it's nice that we have all those people bringing attention to the platforms.
Yeah, that's true.
We just have to steal their listeners.
And we're gonna.
Somehow we're more charismatic than Hillary Clinton. She has a podcast now.
I know. Dude, Everybody does.
Every famous person is competing with us in what we do for a living.
Did you hear the new Markle?
I'll fight him.
Did you listen to the new Markle?
Oh, yeah.
The new Meghan Markle?
Angela. Oh, I thought you meant Angela Merkel.
Oh, they're, Markle and Merkel.
Yeah, I think they have one together. Merkel and Markle. Markle and Merkel.
But no, legit, and especially in this time of all the, everybody has time to kill and everybody's got a podcast. The fact that you're devoting around an hour of your day, truly, thank you very much.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. It is our bread and butter, is how we make our living. So we appreciate you very much.
Eventually, I'd like to have some jelly to put on that bread and butter.
It would be nice. Yeah. Or some jam. I'd settle for jam.
Yeah. Speaking of jamming,
Jim. Even preserves.
Jam, or jam, is it?
Yeah, jam.
We did, like I said, we kind of wet their whistle at the conclusion of last week's episode with saying that we had several stories, but one in particular that there was danger.
Well, you know, my favorite sort of sequel or spinoff to anything, you know, if they do like a TV movie version or a sequel to a movie, the best way to do it is a tropical setting, a tropical adventure.
Oh, sure.
Even Weekend at Bernie's,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
Tropical
right.
Adventure
First
in the islands.
I thought of,
yeah, they were in the U.S. Virgin Islands for that. A very Brady sequel, Hawaii.
The Jeffersons go to Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it was always, you know, when Saved by the Bell was getting tired, where did they go? They went to the beach.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, what was the girl's name?
Leah Remini.
There you go.
Yeah, she was Stacey Carosi.
Wow. Watch much?
I'm up. No, not in years, man. I'm just up on it.
Yeah, big fat dad.
Yeah,
on the beach club,
Mr. Carosi.
Yeah, well, it makes sense.
Yeah, he owned the beach club.
Yeah,
but yeah, so we went on a tropical adventure.
Ooh.
I don't know what year it was. 2010 or 11?
Let's see. It was what year was the Prince concert? You remember?
That was 11.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 11. Seems like 11.
Yeah. Don't ask me how I know that, but someone on the boat, and then, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you. That makes sense, yeah.
I met a girl on the boat and then went with her to the Prince concert.
Yeah.
It was a listener.
Yeah, and y'all had something very weird in common.
Yes.
It's like uncomfortable weird in common.
Why do you say that?
Well, not many women have a beard as big as yours.
Oh, no, that wasn't what it was.
No, I'm not talking about that.
It wasn't what it was.
Well, it just would make me uncomfortable.
Say it, I don't care.
Didn't y'all have the same last name?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's weird.
Yeah.
But your name's much more common than mine. If somebody had my last name, I'd be like, we might be cousins.
Right. Yeah. But no, I asked a lot of questions.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, the tropical situations. We went on an adventure, and this was pre-working for this company here.
No, this was this company.
Oh, you freaking.
Yeah, it was.
How did that ever get signed off?
We've worked for this company since 2005.
Has it been that long?
Yep. August of 2005. August of 2005, we moved over here.
Oh, my God.
August.
Yeah. We went on a P1 cruise.
Yeah, it's called the P1 Party Cruise. And I don't know how it got signed off on either. It never would again. It never will again. That was a one-off thing that will never happen again.
Think of the salesperson who was pushing it.
Yeah.
Think of the salesperson who not only made money off of it, but got a...
His brother owned the travel agency.
Captain Sweet.
Yeah, and his brother owned the travel agency we used for all of this, so that's how that happened.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's we wound up going on a 5-day party cruise with a bunch of people who listen to the show and listen to the station, and some of them we knew, but we got to know a lot better being at sea with them.
Uh-huh.
Some of them were strangers, and some of them we met for the very first time, and they've been a part of our lives ever since.
That's so true.
Yeah,
man. That's so true.
And some of them we haven't seen since.
Oh, that's very true. Very much so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, we had to leave out of Charleston.
Yeah, on the Carnival's oldest boat by far.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember you looking that up.
It was the oldest in the fleet.
We drive to Charleston, everybody did, and, you know, look, we didn't have the entire cruise ship. It was like a party cruise within a regular cruise.
Yeah, I mean, we had so many people booked on the boat.
I mean, it was several hundred.
Yeah, and then there were a bunch of other people on the boat, too, because the boat holds a couple thousand people, I think, or at least over 1,000.
Yeah. Now, you know what's crazy is, look, it's been many years, as you said. I don't remember the trip down there. I don't know if I rode with you or who I rode with or if I drove or...
The trip to Charleston?
Yeah.
I don't remember either, man.
Okay, it makes
I don't
me
remember
feel good.
The ride. I remember riding down there because... My mom, Moose, she went on the cruise with us.
Oh.
Yeah, and...
I wasn't in that car.
No. I rode down with her. I remember the trip back real well. But yeah, I rode down with her in my GMC Sierra. So I remember parking in a big warehouse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I have no clue how I got there, but
yep.
I did.
Yep.
And...
right after I got that GMC. I remember it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we go down to Charleston, and then we're setting sail for the Bahamas.
Yep. Setting sail for first Freeport and then Nassau and then back to Charleston over the course of 5 days. And man.
I don't know where to start with this other than it's the mess you're expecting.
It was a mess.
I'll tell you this. Before we begin, you're going to hear stories of danger.
Yeah.
You're going to hear a story of death.
I didn't think I was ever in any danger at any point.
Never really.
I really didn't.
Really, really, really.
I really didn't feel like I was in danger.
You have this aura, this kind of personality or whatever it is, character, that nothing scares me. I'm not scared of anything. Nothing will make, you know, when we came to doing the punishments with you, Jim.
Should have seen when I found a brown recluse under the sink the other day.
Really?
I was scared then.
I had one the size of a damn Oreo.
Yeah.
That I had to, I said, Caitlin, is this Halloween decorations or is this a real one?
Like a wolf spider.
I looked over, she was standing in the chair.
Yeah, you get me in something like that. I'm a little bit scared then. Or like the guy running from the mountain lion on the famous video that's going viral right now.
Holy.
Oh, I'd mess my britches.
I would have too.
Throw it at him.
Yeah, I would have messed your britches.
No.
It was the mess you're expecting, but yeah, so that will not trying to tease you too much, but I was scared to death. I'm fine to tell you that.
Well, somebody was in some real danger on the cruise. Not the guy who died on the cruise, but somebody else when we were in Nassau.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to all those stories along the way.
Yeah, so basically we're on the cruise. We're in the same bank of rooms, like, so you see everybody, and then, you know, if you've ever been on a cruise, you have a same place that you set for meals, generally speaking.
Yeah. Where they have the free hamburgers.
And then I think they would have two events a day, so we'd have like a happy hour and then some kind of something or another.
Yeah.
But when we first get there, they're like, okay, guys, go and put your bags up and then meet us in the something or another.
Some central location, like the Lido deck somewhere.
Yeah. So we get there, and for 2 hours, it's all you can drink.
Yeah, it is.
God.
All you can drink. Man, that was fun, because there were several times during that where we got free drinks and all kind of mixed drinks. And, man, just like sugary blue liquor drinks and big, tall pint glasses. All weekend long, all week long.
My
week.
Sugar was out of control.
It had to be.
It was.
Everybody's was. That's why the one guy died. We'll get to that.
2 hours in, we're just fit to be tied.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, dude, we had people going wild, I mean, in the dance clubs, because there were multiple dance clubs with different themes to them on the ship. If you've been on a cruise ship, you know exactly what to expect.
Yeah.
My spot for most of the cruise ship was the casino and the bar right by the casino.
Mm-hmm.
That was where I posted up most of the time when we weren't doing anything special, which was most of the time.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I mean, they would have certain events, and then, you would go and mill around and click up and do.
Play a lot of blackjack. A
lot of blackjack. And plus, as long as
you win on a cruise ship.
As long as you sit at a certain table, the drinks will keep coming because they want to keep you there.
Yeah, yeah. So I did that. I wound up off my blackjack table time. I wound up paying my entire tab on the cruise. So when we got off the boat, I didn't owe any money towards drinking or anything because I won it all at blackjack.
Bless America.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's also how we paid for that thing in Freeport that time. Remember, it was off a slot machine in that casino that smelled like urine in the nursing home.
That was okay. What day was that in? Because we were one full day at sea.
Yeah. We left out in the
That's the day I got sunburned.
We left out in the afternoon from Charleston, like early to mid afternoon. And then I think the next day we would end up docking in Freeport the next morning.
Yes, by meaning the boat came up to a dock, not the gay
position. No. We weren't refueling in midair.
We did that in Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's refueling in midair. That's
it's a Jim Norton joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I like that.
He's a funny man.
Yeah. So pick it up, Jim. There's so many memories that are flooding through my mind right now as far as the timeline goes.
What, you just want to go with when we get to Freeport? Because the first afternoon, I mean, people just wanted to go out in the pools and the water slides and all that stuff. And then that night, everybody was out clubbing and partying and drinking real hard. And then everybody passed out. And when they woke up the next day, hey, we're in Freeport now.
Right.
That's how they do it on a cruise ship. You wake up and here you are. And there was a bunch of food to eat along the way as well. But when we got to Freeport, we'd never been to Freeport before. And we'd heard stories along the way on the first half day or so of the cruise that Freeport had been hit really hard by a hurricane. Some years earlier, sometime in the early 90s or mid 90s, it was hit by one of those. But anyway, the thing is that when Freeport got hit by a hurricane, it got hit pretty hard. And then instead of rebuilding Freeport, for some reason, all the people who own the hotels and resorts and the big businesses on the island, they said, nah, we're just going to take the insurance checks and we're going to get out of here.
Right.
Later, y'all. Have fun with nothing on your island. So there's a bunch of shells of like burnt buildings and stuff.
Very much so.
And Freeport's kind of like the hood of the Bahamas.
I had previously been there. The cruise I took with my family, that was we went to Freeport. And even this was pre-whatever that hurricane was.
Yeah, okay.
Even then, it was not so,
The
best excursion. This is one of those, you know, when you just stay on the boat.
But you know what? I had way more fun on Freeport than I had on Nassau.
It's cheaper.
It was, and it was more fun. I mean, there was more to do for me.
Except for the casinos smelled like piss.
Dude, it smelled like you walked into a nursing home where everybody was smoking cigars and everybody was wet themselves.
It could have been the case, because generally...
It could have been. They were old.
In that casino, they were very old people.
Yeah. So we walked through, and I pulled a slot machine one time. Boom, $75. Cashed out and left. We walked in one door and out the other side, just like that.
Yeah.
With $75. Then we had the $75. We were going to go use that $75 to get to acquire something on the island.
Right.
Yeah.
I was wondering how that was going to be skirted. But when you say we were going to get something on the island, it's not like we were going to look for a Bahamian hooker.
No, well, I don't know why if they were going to assume something, I don't think they'd start with us assuming
a
hooker.
Two guys on a podcast say we just got to an island on a cruise and we're getting some cash to go get something.
$75 though for two guys? That's not even $40 hooker
share.
That's not even a $40 hooker each.
When they share one John, is it the guys pay in or is she double charging?
No, I think you got a triple charge if it was me.
Episode 11.
Yeah.
That's what we'll talk
about.
Get
into that. We'll find somebody to interview.
Sure.
But I think they'd think about, we're going to acquire something else, something that wasn't available on the boat.
Not a souvenir.
No, and not all the damn codeine pills from the pharmacies all over the place down there either.
There's a story about that we could pepper into.
Oh, yeah, and a room full of dildos. I mean, a cruise ship cabin just full of sex toys, like plumb slap full of them.
Plum slap full.
Yeah,
you could
actually get
your plum slap full.
You could. Yeah.
But when you're looking for this particular item, where to go? Oh, look, there's a tobacco shop.
Yeah, there's a store that sells tobacco and cigars. So we walk in there, and we said hi to the lady, and she immediately asked us if we were looking for her friend who's going to meet us outside. Of course, we're looking for him. So that's where we go. We go outside where we meet a very large dreadlocked islander man who was very cool.
Thank you for being a friend.
Very nice guy. But big old dude. Like, he'd whoop both our asses if he wanted to.
He's a lot like Busta Rhymes.
Big dude.
Yep.
And then we wind up, he's going to show us the island. We're going to do a little sightseeing with this guy. We wind up just riding around the island in the back of his, 1993 Buick Century.
With another gentleman.
Yeah. They had a buddy with him, and they were just showing us around the island, taking us about. They didn't, there's taxis all over the place. These guys didn't even charge us for the ride. They're just showing us around.
Deep within the island.
We just made some friends. We wound up going back to their place for a little bit.
Well, we didn't go inside the place.
No, we waited in the car with one of the buddies.
We waited in the car.
With the driver, and then his buddy went inside.
Yeah. Buddy went inside.
They had some barking dogs and a bunch of chickens running around.
He said you gave him some money.
Yeah.
He ran across the street, went inside the place.
His mom was sick. He had to go get her medicine.
He was, and then we were out there with the driver.
Yeah.
The friend.
Small talk in the car. And at this point.
I don't remember a lot of talk. I don't remember. I felt.
Matt was nervous.
I had great anxiety.
You did. You were nervous. And I don't blame you for being nervous in that moment. Look, I'm the guy who was at the gas station downtown that time when people did a drive-by shooting outside, and I didn't flinch when everybody else hit the floor. I'm that guy. I'm weird, man.
As a kite.
Yeah, weird as a kite.
But, I had seen too many datelines, I guess.
Yeah.
I had just seen the one where the girl went on the cruise and ends up missing and all this stuff.
We're
and,
not pretty girls, though.
Well, but... You get in the car, and then here comes another friend that's going to get in the car. Big dudes, right?
Both of them were big dudes. They could have been a hell of a tag team.
No, I imagine that we're just going to go a street or two over.
No, we were about 15 minutes probably, and it's not that big an island either.
No, and it's not a good island already.
Yeah, so we're just in the neighborhood, hanging out. And I thought it was cool, and it ultimately was cool, right?
People were out there trimming their hedges with big machetes.
Yeah, they were doing island stuff like you see in movies. I mean, that's what I like. Like, we'll do an episode of this about our trip to L.A. at some point. We have to cover that. But, we did the same stuff there that we did in the Bahamas. We want to go see the real parts. We want to go see the real stuff.
Yeah. So and we're not name-dropping L.A. I've been there twice. Nine's been there once.
Yeah, I didn't care for it that much.
That's too expensive.
Y'all got a lot of traffic.
I preferred Lower Anderson, believe it or not.
Yeah, me too. Give you a ding if I had the bell. But, yeah, we just saw the real part of the island. And then you know what was cool, though? After that, what'd those guys do? They took us and dropped us off right at the boat.
That's true.
They did. They dropped us off right back at the port. We got out of their car and walked right on the boat.
And good and damn well, as far as we'd walked looking for the tobacco shop.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have walked back. We would have taken a taxi.
Well, yeah. It was a ways from town back to the port.
God forbid a rickshaw.
You have to go back through past all the ruined shells of hotel buildings to get from town to the port. It's a couple miles, I think.
Yeah.
At least it's driving distance because it's hot and humid down there.
I was scared. I just knew that something was going to happen. I thought we were going to be beheaded.
Were they held for ransom?
Held for ransom.
Yeah.
They were have to call the UN or something. We were going to try to seek asylum somewhere.
Yeah, but see, they know that, like, you know, like really wealthy tourists don't wind up on that island. So they're just, I mean, you know, it's just, that's just how they make their money.
Yeah.
Just helping out dudes like us.
That was one time.
Every day.
That was probably one of three times in my life where I thought, okay, this is about to go downhill real fast for you, Matthew.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking to myself in the first person at this point.
But it's cool to me that you can do something like that. Like, if you did something like that in Myrtle Beach, yeah, you'd probably wind up dead. But if you do something like that in the Bahamas, where you're not even in America, nah, it's cool there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing that I do want to not backtrack on, but kind of add to this, to maybe a little bit of the angst that I personally had on that ship.
You might remember stuff I don't remember.
Well, you remember this. That we were the nine, you and I were the kind of the selling point to it. And Paige and Fatboy obviously were there.
They were on the boat,
all
too.
The printed materials and stuff had our faces on them.
I did have to ask Fatboy this morning if he was on the boat because I don't remember stuff well.
Only reason I remember is I have a picture on my phone of the four of us sitting at the table because we were broadcasting our show. We were taping it.
Yeah, we were taping it from the boat,
from the water,
sending it back.
Yeah. So we're doing a show as well. That's how I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're the faces that kind of help sell it or whatever. But the aforementioned parties, the ones that made not only financial profits from it, but they had a honeymoon suite, a presidential suite.
Big ass suite, multiple rooms.
Yeah, like three rooms. Nine and I, where we were 200 plus pounds way bigger, were in. If you've ever been on a cruise, you know the one that Jack from Titanic would have been in.
Yeah.
Smallest of
this
tiny
little room. Dingy, dimly lit hallway.
Yeah, like I'd say, Nine, I need you to go outside because I need to change my clothes. And he's like, I've seen you before. I was like, no, I need the room.
Yeah. Yeah, I need the room to move.
The room to open the suitcase.
So we go in, and at first we thought it was just one bed because I'd never been on a cruise like that before. And usually if I'm paying for my own accommodations, I'd pay for something nicer than what we had on that boat. So we thought it was just one bed, so we had to slide them apart and split them up like you do. So they're on different sides, separated with a little space, like 2 or 3 feet in the middle.
Yeah.
But then we're sleeping on these things that are basically like you're laying on a little prison mattress that's sitting on a bed frame that is, instead of a bed frame, it's like a plastic food tray, but big enough for a person to be the entree.
Yeah.
So it's like a cafeteria tray with a jail mattress on it, and that's what we slept on.
Really, it is. It's like some kind of outdoor patio furniture.
Yeah, it is. But
kinda
inside,
what it was.
With the old 1970s green carpet.
I was looking for a trundle.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was kind of pissed, and anytime I'd see that guy or whatever, I was like, man. Oh, my God.
Well, you kept flipping the one guy off till I told you he was blind.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. He can't see you giving him a finger.
Yeah.
Then you did it more.
So I was kind of irritated about that. Plus, you know, it's like, yeah, party, party, party. Now do the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now do the show.
Party, party, party. Do the show. Party, party, party.
We'd had a previous situation in Vegas that was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mess of a
time. At least with the cruise, we were doing the show around lunchtime every day.
Yeah. Now, we did have a, that was nice.
It was nice.
We had a P1 it's one of those that I haven't heard tell of since. But, yeah, you go over there and you can find all kind of counterfeit goods, anything you want. And this dude, they have these pharmacies over there where they have any pill that you want.
Well, they have, codeine is legal over the counter there, right?
I don't,
that's what
I
he
really
was buying.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was marked with whatever.
Yeah.
And boy, that guy went and like bought them out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's one of the, I don't know how many places, but I know that, and it might not even be that way there now, because they really have fairly strict drug laws, my understanding. But at that point, yeah, there were certain opiates you could buy over the counter very easily.
The guy who died either.
No, you just walked in and bought them like they were Tylenol.
Yeah.
In the Bahamas at that point.
Yeah. It was a guy got a,
and he had a bunch of them.
It was a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the guy who died, well, let me before we talk about the guy who died.
Because that was the night after Freeport the guy died.
It was?
Yep.
Well, okay, so was it before or after that I got, this was when I was kind of pissed at that dude that worked for us. And I was like, okay, you're at work. You're on a cruise ship, but you're still at work. Remember that, Matthew.
Yeah.
I keep talking to myself on this cruise ship.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So one day I was particularly pissed off, and I think it was the day we were posted up there outside the casino at the bar.
It was
and
every day.
I drank, and it was the day that I passed out mm-hmm. on the patio chair on the Lido deck.
Yeah, and everybody took pictures with you.
Everybody used me as some kind of...
you were a human prop.
I was a prop in a bunch of photos.
Yeah, you were a photo prop for a bunch of drunk folk. It was awesome.
I was so scared that there were going to be photos that I would be really mad about.
Yeah, nobody put anything in your mouth. I kept telling them to. You know?
I was obliterated that day.
Yeah, you were. Yeah,
and the only thing that got sun that day was from my knees down, because that was the only thing where I was sitting in that chair where the light could get.
Now, were you with us when we all went running to see what was going on when the guy was dying?
Yes.
Because we had all been, remember when we went to Freeport, we went to find something. Well, after we found it, then we were all hanging out by the lifeboats
on one of the
decks. Where we'd always meet by the same set of lifeboats every time.
Well, you know why? It's because of the smoke that would come up out of the...
Well, the only one time we went all the way up top by the whale tail. Usually it was right on the on one of the decks by the lifeboats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just remembered who went that time.
Yeah. So we're out by the... We're hanging out by the lifeboats, you know, doing our thing. And then we hear the intercom go off with some kind of tones and stuff. And then it was it... Code Blue Star or something like that, or Code North Star or something like that. Code Silver Star, something star.
You knew something was up.
Yeah, you knew something was up because we hadn't heard this before. Bright Star, Code Bright Star is what it was. Yeah, it just hit me. So we hear Code Bright Star.
I was looking for an iceberg.
And they said where it was, which is where all the clubs and stuff are.
Yeah.
So we took off in a hurry. What's going on? Something's going on. Is there a fight? Is there some kind of riot or a fight or somebody's getting into it or whatever?
Something's coming.
Yeah, so we go in there, and what do we see, Matthew? You can take over for a bit here.
I saw a circle of people on the dance floor, and I'm like, there's been one of those dance contests breakdown where it's like they're going to fight, but no, they're going to dance it out.
You really thought Code Bright Star was a dance-off?
I didn't know what it was. I thought there's too many freaks on the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah.
No parking on the dance floor. Someone parked there.
But it was that circle of people you get where everybody circles and they form a circle and they back off to give room because someone is down on
this
the dance floor.
This is how I knew. I saw one girl had her hand over her mouth.
Yeah.
And she's just doing this thing. And her boyfriend or whoever it was had his arm real close around her. And I'm like, somebody is dead or fell and hit their head drunk or something. I hope it's not a P1.
I've only ever seen in movies because you still have the lights flashing and the music thumping, but there's a guy down and medics are working on him.
Yeah. And there's still some guy at the bar saying, can I get a drink over here?
Yeah, yeah.
And I apologize profusely.
You were thirsty.
No.
Cotton mouth.
My first thought, and is this selfish? Maybe it is, and if it is, tell me. I could see that there was a body laid down, and they were not covered up at that point or anything. But you could.
Yeah, they were still working on him. I mean, he wasn't like dead. He was just well on his way.
My first thought, almost like when I saw the big fat guy fall on the motorcycle that time on the gravel, I started laughing when he was probably really, really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought was, I hope it's not a P1. Is that selfish? Should I have just not said, I hope that person is okay?
Well, it is selfish, but it's selfishly human in that most people, if they're on a boat like that, would hope it's not someone they know already.
Like when there's a bad wreck, like when I lived in Spartanburg County, if there was ever a bad wreck on 85, Matthew, are you okay?
Yeah.
Somebody died on 85. Well, Mom, guess what? I answered the phone.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Are you okay? You're not dead, are you?
Well, no? I'm glad.
Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah, so, it turns out it was a guy that we didn't know, but and everybody on the boat eventually heard the story of what happened. It was a gentleman who had diabetes, and he didn't take his insulin or his medication for it,
mm-hmm.
and he was drinking all those sugary blue liquor drinks and dancing his ass off and partying his life away on the dance floor, and he just fell out and he died.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, just like that.
That is
had
so
the time
crazy.
Of his life on that ship.
Yeah. So once we found out that it was not a P1, the party started back up.
I mean, they
closed that nightclub that night.
That nightclub did close down, and it put a damper on the evening. It's not like people kept partying. Sure, some people stayed up and out and walked around, but it really kind of just, whoever was still out doing that, a lot of them just kind of went back to their rooms and went to bed after that, I think.
Very sobering moment.
It was. You saw a bunch of people get sober just like that.
Yeah.
Till the next day when everybody's like, well, let's party now.
Well, everything's fine. Yeah. And then we found out, that's the other thing, too. We found out they have morgues on cruise ships.
Yeah, because he wound up, his body wound up staying on the boat for a couple full days.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I don't remember if they wound up taking his body off the boat in Nassau, but I want to say it sailed all the way back to Charleston in the cruise ship morgue.
Well, as old as that boat was, they should have gave him a Viking funeral.
Yeah.
They set it on fire and sent it down to Cuba.
I want
to
say that his family got off in Nassau, and they were given a flight back from the cruise line, but the body sailed back to America.
Mm.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Because I guess it would be, it probably isn't easy to have somebody die in international waters, and then they're an American, and then you unload the body in the Bahamas and then try to work it out how to get it back here.
Yeah.
So just probably just go ahead and sail back with it. Man, that's weird.
It was very weird.
It is weird. Not to bring down the podcast.
I know, that totally just like took the wind out of my sails.
But it's a very unusual story, and it's sad, but it happened on the ship we were on.
Yeah, and no COVID complications.
No, it didn't exist then. We were only on like COVID-13 back then.
Yeah.
Not nearly as many COVIDs, but so yeah, that was.
Really not timid at all about the ride into the inner areas of Freeport, Bahamas.
I was aware that if it did go wrong, it would have been very bad for us. But I didn't think it would. I knew those guys. That's just what they do. They're not in the business of robbing people like us. If they were, the tobacco store lady wouldn't have helped us out and hooked us up with them.
Maybe that's the thing, though. They are. They need somebody to sacrifice that night. You know.
Well, I don't think they're into that. They just seem like regular people.
Today you were going to make me feel whole and say, you know what, Matt? For all these years, I've busted your balls about being scared to death, thinking you were going to get your head cut off that day. Yeah. I want to tell you right now, I have also felt that same way.
I really didn't think that about those guys. I thought they were just doing business.
I'm glad that we were not beheaded.
Me too.
And I
love my head.
That you got your souvenir and all that stuff, and I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah.
That was...
I'm glad you went with me.
My God. Did you have a plan of escape or attack?
Absolutely not. We were just screwed if anything happened.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we were just screwed.
It was a tiny car.
It was a full-size car. It was a Buick.
Well, we were bigger then.
We were huge, yeah.
That could have been the reason for
you
all
feel
that.
The walls closing in when you get nervous like that, when you get that anxiety up, you know, the walls just tighten in around you. But yeah, so after the guy died, was it the next day or the following day that we wound up in Nassau?
I want to say it was the following day, the day that we went to the flea market.
Well, the whole island is a flea market. The whole island is like Tanger outlets.
Touche.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yellow Mall mine.
Yeah. No. the best part of the entire cruise, in my opinion, my favorite moment, it just isolated down to one moment, was in Nassau in the Bahamas. Like I said, I had more fun in Freeport, but my absolute favorite moment was Nassau. As soon as we walked off that damn boat.
Was it the children of Nassau?
It was. It was the children. It was especially the little fat kid of Nassau.
You know, he reminds you of Hercules from Nutty Professor.
Look kind
of
like him,
a little younger.
Yeah.
Also, the kid that you've seen a lot of memes.
Yeah.
Where he's giving you the eye like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So we walked by him, and he looks up and says, he's sitting there, right on the, it's paved, it's big concrete walkway right there at the docks.
Oh, man, I see it right now.
He's sitting right by the edge of the water, and he looks up and says, you want to buy some shells? We're like, oh, no thanks. And then what does he say, Matt, man?
You want to buy some Coke? He wasn't talking about Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah, and it's like, how do you say, well, yes, but not from you?
Am I going to have to get in that car again?
So, yeah,
but he did it with such...
He was just casual about it.
Just very casual.
Sitting there with his conch shells, trying to sell shells, then you want to buy some blow.
Then we realized that this is not an anomaly, because as we get to the actual flea market we're walking to, Paige and her deceased husband, Chris.
And they do not look as rough around the edges as we do.
No.
Not nearly.
They say, hey, did that kid try to sell you something?
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah. And Paige is like, yeah. He said, do you want to buy a conch, which is the shell? And they said, no. And he said, do you want to buy some blow?
Yeah. And they said, yeah, but not from you, which
not
everybody
you.
Said. That.
You have an older brother. I feel weird about buying it.
Where's
from
your daddy? Let's go do business with him.
Yeah. Man, even down in Charleston, when I went there back at the end of the summer, they have whatever, the big elephant ear leaves or whatever they are. And they sit there and braid them or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And there was these two little white kids sitting on the corner. And they're like, you know, they'd made these, you want to buy a flower for the lady? And I'm like, no, you know, I'm good or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he says, well, we're doing this for our basketball trip to try to go to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
it ain't that far.
You ain't playing basketball.
It ain't that far.
You got a bigger gut than I do.
Well, they could play basketball.
Every corner, though. And I imagine there's some kind of mafioso going on down there of basket weaving kids.
If they were lying, it would be a better lie.
They go out there and they say, hey, we don't want to just say we want to give them some kind of sad story.
But if they were lying, it would be a better lie than basketball
just
team.
Just trying to get our basketball team.
They probably really have a basketball team and you're being rude.
You're making me feel bad about it now.
I'm just messing with you.
I need to go back to Charleston to buy a bunch of basket-weaved flowers.
I wouldn't give them money for that either. I'm like, I just don't want it. I mean, I'm not, like, I hope you get there. I just don't want what you're selling.
But what I'm saying here is that watch out for these kids.
Yeah, these kids will hustle you.
You sit there and say, hey, kid, are you okay? And they're like, yeah, you want to buy some blow?
Yeah.
And well, then you know what to say. Yes, but not from you.
Well, how many times have you played a video game like a Red Dead Redemption or Grand Theft Auto type, or you saw a movie or a TV show where some dude gets hassled by some kids and he has to chase these punks all over the city trying to get his wallet back?
The Albert Bell story.
They get you. They will get you, yeah. Yeah, but Nassau is also where somebody we used to work with who was on the trip with us, somebody who's cool that we enjoyed, where he wound up, I think he was trying to get the same souvenir I got from Freeport, but he was doing it in Nassau. And he wound up in an alley with four or five dudes staring him down, about to tear his ass apart.
I don't know this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, will the initials mess up anything?
Scorpion.
Sting was on the boat?
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Scorpion. The Scorpion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what does he do in this alleyway, confronted by four dudes who are about to whoop his ass and rob him? He says he knows Taekwondo. He's a black belt. And somebody's getting their ass whooped. Probably all of them getting their ass whooped. And you know what they did?
They scurried.
They backed away.
Yeah.
And he left and went back to the boat.
Did he know Taekwondo?
Not at all. Mm. No.
Never met the man.
Never met him. No. Never took a class.
I have to remember that, too.
Those guys would have wrecked his ass, but, you know, a little, you know.
That's what I would have said to the guys if they tried to behead me.
Yeah.
I know Taekwondo.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm trying to get to North Carolina for my basketball team.
Yeah, here, give me some money.
Would you like to buy a flower for the guy? Oh, my God.
So that's where that happened. And we found out that Nassau in the Bahamas is essentially just an outlet mall.
It really is.
With the Senior Frogs, where we had a blast.
That place was great.
That was fun. Our group brought the party to Senior Frogs, too. I don't think they usually get groups like that. People were redneck as hell,
though. Do you remember the DJ that they had that he reminded me of? What's the guy from Black Eyed Peas that went out on his own?
Hell if I know.
Oh, I can't remember
Fergie?
His name. No, the guy.
Will I Am?
Yeah.
That one, okay. The only two I know.
He looked like Will I Am.
I think one of them's name's Tattoo or something.
Yeah. And then
or Taboo.
One of them's I don't know what.
I don't know their names.
But anyway, yeah, remember he looked like that, and then he invited us up on the stage. And
oh, yeah. He was pouring liquor in your mouth?
God.
Yeah.
He would he's like, open it more. Open that gullet.
Yeah.
And he would pour it and end up, well.
I don't know what this watered-down swill is, but give me more.
If I can find it, I got to, and it's a pitcher, not a digital one.
Are you sitting on a giant rocking chair?
I have that one. You're at my feet. It's very odd. But no, the one that I have is you and I on stage with Will I Am.
Oh yeah,
and we're doing karaoke, but you can tell it's a rap song by the way we're holding the microphone.
Yeah, you can.
You can just tell by the way we're holding the mic, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a Bob Jones University shirt.
Yeah.
With the biggest pile of titty sweat under my shirt.
Oh yeah, man, you just had all the baby sweats going, man. It was great.
The worst. It was like the imprint of the silhouette of seagulls.
Yeah, well, you know how when you drink, you sweat more, and then couple in being fat and in the Bahamas with 98% humidity and it's 95 degrees out. I mean, it was rough, man, because when you're a certain level of fat, you have your own ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
So I had a thunderstorm going on in my crack.
Yeah, and since then we've learned that
on the taint.
You can take deodorant and go from the armpit straight under the jugs.
Yeah, just don't use any perspirant because you'll die.
Yeah, it's got aluminum in it.
Well, no, I mean you got to sweat.
Oh,
you can't block up all your sweats.
Oh,
you still got to sweat.
Oh, well, my boobs are getting bigger. It makes sense.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah,
you're retaining water in your chest.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, I'll tell you this about cruises. I don't enjoy them in any way.
It isn't for me. I mean, we had a different cruise experience than if I had just signed up and gone on a cruise with myself or a friend or whatever. And I had more fun because of the way we did it. But
that
I still,
was my favorite of the ones I've been on.
Yeah, we had way more fun because of the way we did it. But I still wouldn't want to do it that way or any other way again.
No. And here's the man, knock on wood that it wasn't a P1. I hate that anybody died. I'm also glad that none of us got in any trouble.
Yeah.
Because there was plenty of breadcrumbs left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that there's been a bunch of events over the years mm-hmm. that we have done that not only, like, we've done as bits on the show, but, like, events that not even we came up with. The station says, hey, this is a great idea. We can sell it. Let's do it.
Yeah, a bunch of those. But remember on the cruise ship, the one guy, he brought a girl with him, and then she wound up spending every night getting it on with some other dude who was also in our group.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now they're all friends.
And the first guy—
Well, the dudes are friends. She ain't friends with either one of them now.
The first guy paid for her cruise.
That was like his date on the cruise, yeah.
Yeah, he paid for the whole thing.
They went together, and she spent every night with a different guy.
And the other guy would just hang out by the top with us.
That's what happens when you look like a rock star.
Yeah. God, man, that was... But looking back now, like, I'm not saying I'm not wanting to hang out. I would love to go out on a cruise ship, or not necessarily a cruise ship, but I enjoy hanging out with P1s.
I do too, man. I enjoy hanging out with people who listen to us. I enjoy it a lot.
But when you're doing it where it's frivolity, it's the Wild West of drinking and gambling and all these other things that are going on, but you're still working.
Yeah.
You're still the face of the company.
I don't want that responsibility when I'm being stupid and irresponsible. When I'm being irresponsible, please let me be fully irresponsible for a little bit.
I don't know that it's an entire, I know it's not an entire episode, but when we used to do the raft up.
Yeah, oh, man, yeah. That's,
is this okay to open this can of worms
quick? Yeah, I mean, we can go a few more minutes, yeah.
Well, you know, talking about thinking, oh, my God, I'm about to be beheaded. That time wasn't the first time.
No, you about got your head cut off by a boat prop.
When we used to do this thing called rock and roll raft up, we would do it, we did
two or three.
We would do it on Jocassee?
No, we did it once on Kiwi and Kiwi and Hartwell. Either once on each or twice on Kiwi and once on Hartwell.
This is what I get for not driving myself. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah,
we go there and we're encouraging all the P1s to that have pontoons, boats, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hook them all together and we're going to have this big party island of boats.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you're working, but you're drinking like hell.
Yep. Yeah, you are.
So... Again, the working part. Well, we have, was it Hinder?
Hinder, yeah, their first gig, once they signed to their record label, their very first gig.
Their first concert, we have to mention that to Mark from Hinder when we...
We talked about it with him last time we had him on.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. About them at the end, so they play...
Because he told us it was their first gig.
And then at the end of it, they all went and dropped their instruments and jumped off the top of the party boat into the lake.
Yeah, jumped in the lake wearing all their rock and roll clothes.
Yeah.
Fancy boots and
so,
stuff.
So that was the big festivities that particular night. Well, Drunk Matt Man is about 8 boats down the little raft up. Or
yeah, you are.
Well, I hear... Mark Hendricks do some kind of megaphone thing like all hands on deck.
Yeah.
And then that time it was actually apropos.
Yeah, I need you guys on deck right now.
Well, I'm down there. I was like, I can't walk down all them boats and get there in time. Mm-hmm. What do I do? I'll swim under them.
Swim under.
I was drunker than hell.
Yeah, you were.
I go deep as far as I can, and hand to God, I look up. And I see the spins.
Yeah, the spinning propeller.
Of the propeller. And in my mind, it was inches away.
Yeah.
But it was pretty far apart, I guess. But I swam as hard, and I was hyperventilating, and I was taking in water, and I was drunk, and blah, blah, blah. And I get to the water, and just as I do, I'm right at the actual party boat, and I climb right up out of the water, soaking wet, go up on the thing, and interview introduce Hender.
Yeah,
and
right after you almost got your head chopped off,
dude. It was the most dangerous moment of my life.
Oh yeah, it was
without question.
It had to be the most dangerous moment of your entire life.
There again, death and mayhem.
Yeah, it's what follows us around, man. But that's what happens when
supposed to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll, death and mayhem.
There's been plenty of that along the way. But that's what you learn from everything. I mean, even The Dirt, you know, the Motley Crue movie. That's what sex, drugs, and rock and roll ends with death and mayhem, includes death and mayhem along the way. It's just they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that sex, drugs, rock and roll, death and mayhem is too many to include on a T-shirt or a bumper sticker.
Yeah. God bless. What that and just you know, an entire episode, maybe even the next one, will be our. What the Rise Guys and Girls Gone Wild mean to each other.
Yeah, I want to talk about Girls Gone Wild. I want to talk about the fake orgasm contest and all the foxy boxing type stuff we used to do.
Mud wrestling?
Yeah, all those things, man.
That's the thing that really, nightclubs were the last people to kind of get with it as far as like the PC culture of not demoralizing women.
Yeah, not objectifying as much, yeah.
Objectifying, demoralizing.
Yeah, that's nightclubs were the last ones to get on board with that, and we did plenty of gigs about those things over the years. And it's not, you know, man. And when you hear about it, it didn't even seem cool at the time. It wasn't like Maxim magazine cool. It wasn't Stuff or FHM or Nuts or Gear or Loaded magazine cool. God, there were a lot of those magazines that were the same thing.
Yeah, but I loved them though.
I did too.
At the time,
I liked them.
At the time, I loved them.
Yeah, but now looking back, like, man. Douchebag magazines these are.
Just think, though, the genius that said, I have an idea for our bar gig. We get topless women in here. Nope, you can't. There's an ordinance against that. Well, what if?
What if?
We have them put on a T-shirt.
And then we pour pitchers of water over them.
While they stand in a baby pool.
Yep.
And then men and women as well will clap
and
the
cheer
best
and hoot and holler.
Wet T-shirt.
Yep.
That guy deserves a Jefferson Award.
He's in the 1980s Hall of Fame.
He has to be. join your seat beside J.R. Ewing, sir. You deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, that's the time we went on a cruise ship, and we all made it back successfully. But we didn't even get to the part about the ride home, which was the best part, after another day at sea, because we wake up. You know what woke us up in Charleston the day we got back? You remember?
I don't.
Barking dogs in the hallway.
Oh, my God.
Because customs was doing their search, and then you hear toilets flushing in every cabin, including ours.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I didn't pay duties on that.
Yeah, so then after that, we wind up leaving the ship, and it was a bus. You rode the bus down there, but I wanted to drive myself. That's what it was. We had a bus to go down to Charleston, and you and Mark Hendricks decided, I offered you a ride. So you didn't have to take the bus back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you guys rode back with me instead of taking the bus back because you knew that riding back with me, you'd get home like 2 hours sooner.
And it was me and you and Mark Hendricks and your mother, Moose.
Yep, and we all crammed into my GMC Sierra and rode back. Not all, it had back seat, just a small one.
Did I sleep the whole way back?
No.
I don't remember very much of that.
Well, you were hungover as well.
Well, I've...
But, yeah, we just rode back and talked. Nobody ate or stopped or anything. I don't think we ever stopped or ate or did anything. We just drove straight back.
Hey, Moose, tell us a funny story about little Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we just drove straight home. And I think the reason you didn't want to ride the bus is because you and Mark didn't want to have to see them people for another day.
Well,
because we just spent 5 days with them.
Yeah, yeah. And I was hungover, and I didn't want to hear a bunch of hooping and a hollering.
And you would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the ride back. It was a long 4 hours back with my mom and my boss and my co-host and friend in the car.
Do you think will there ever be any kind of trips like that?
I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
I don't think so. That'd never happen again like that.
I wonder if churches still do them, like youth mission trips to
the
beach.
I think so. Somebody's got to keep Disney World in business.
Yeah,
go down there and minister to some dude dressed up as Goofy.
Yeah, gosh, you're going to hell.
Pluto, I have a tract for you.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission trip to Disney World.
It's a small world after all.
Yeah. We used to take most of our mission trips to Dollywood instead, and Carowinds and Six Flags.
They need to.
It's closer and cheaper.
Well, they have a church there, so
yeah,
we have
to
respect them for that.
They do.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Them stories right there, while they were very entertaining, took the life out of me.
I know, man. I need a nap now.
I mean, from the death and me thinking I was going to be beheaded and scalped and all these other things.
Yeah.
That's what I'll tell people. Oh, I was almost scalped. That's where the hair's going.
I think I'm thinking a lot older than you are.
What a freaking story. Episode 10.
That'll be the, all right, that's right now.
That this
is episode 10. Wow.
Yeah,
next week's episode 11.
Episode 11 next
Son
week.
Of a...
We appreciate you for taking 45 minutes, 50 minutes out of your day listening to us. We appreciate you. Tomorrow is another day, but next week, episode 11.
Look at you. Don't even know what show you're doing.
I forget. Jimmy Jack Jackie, thanks so much. Thank me now.
Well, thank you, Matthew, and thank you for listening. Please spread the word. If you love the show, give us good reviews. If you hate the show, keep your mouth shut.
Tell a friend. You got some of those weirdos out there who say, I don't listen to radio, I listen to podcasts. Send this their way.
Here's a podcast for you.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. We'll catch you back here next week on After Hours.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode. After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.